on her giving. Praise God. Amen. Let's get into the Word of God. Let's go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. I'm going to use the mic because I got a little too happy doing praise and worship, and now my voice is a little hoarse. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah is in your Old Testament. It's one of what the theologians call the major prophets. If you're not familiar with the books of the Bible, just go to your table of contents. That's what they're there for. That's how I learned to do it. And later on, I bought me some Bible tabs. Jeremiah chapter 1. We are continuing in our series of lessons, Miracles Are For Today. Last week, we started talking about how the power of God's Word works miracles in our lives. Praise God. See, God's Word is not just any ordinary word. It is a word that contains within itself creative ability. Praise Jesus. When Angel Gabriel came to Mary, Virgin Mary, and said, "Mary, you're going to be with child," and she said, "How could this be? I've never known a man." And the angel said that with God, your King James Version may say nothing is impossible, but the actual Greek says with God, no word from God is void of miraculous power. God's Word created a whole universe, and God's Word has divine creative ability to work today. Now, the reason why this is important as far as this series is concerned is because there are men out there who are telling us that once God had the whole Bible, the 66 books that we call the Bible, put together, he no longer needed to work miracles today. Well, that is ridiculous. But see, you're going to hear stuff like that. You're going to read that kind of stuff. If you like to read books like I do, or you like to read blogs on the internet and stuff like that, you'll read people who advocate these kind of things. Or you're going to hear about them from your friends from some of the Baptist churches or Lutheran churches or those churches that simply will tell you that God no longer does miracles today. They're going to tell you that, well, once the canon of Scripture was put together, God no longer needed to do miracles. Well, that's ridiculous, because God's Word is a creative word. And apart from God working miracles today, His Word is meaningless. Praise God. Amen. I can't even obey the Word of God apart from a miracle, because in my flesh, I am too tempted or too drawn to do the wrong thing. Within my eyes, you're talking about somebody who had issues with lust. I mean, you see a fine looking woman, I mean, I may be saying to myself, I shouldn't look. And at the same time, my eyes are, praise God. I remember one time we was at Disneyland. When we were in California, me, my wife, two of my closest friends, and Trisha. You remember that, Trisha? I just mess with Trisha all the time because she was just a little baby when we took her there. But we all went to Disneyland, and there was these two beautiful looking red bone women that got on the boat, on one of these boat rides with us. And I started staring. And then the hand of the Lord went kapow! And I turned around and it was my wife. To awaken me out of my but it opened my eyes to remind myself, you know what, I have to stand on God's word. Now, that didn't mean I didn't love my wife. I loved her dearly, praise God. But it's just that, you know, sometimes the eyes have to learn to be under control. But I couldn't control them apart from the power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the same thing with you. Whatever you're struggling with, you're struggling with smoking, you're struggling with drinking, if you're struggling with watching the wrong kind of movies, baby, God doesn't condemn you. He loves you. What he wants you to do is learn to take the power of his word and believe it. Find the scriptures that deal with your particular area of sin, and then believe God to set you free from that thing. Praise God. The Bible says that the truth shall make you free. Praise Jesus. And Jesus, in that same passage, says his word is truth. Glory to God. Now, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. It says, "Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it." God says he will hasten, or he will quickly move to perform his word. Glory to God.
Amen.
See, God, if God put together the Bible, but then withdrew miracles, then that would make God a liar. Because he says, I perform my word.
Amen.
How could he perform his word if he has all of a sudden withdrew the miraculous power that he uses to perform it? Praise God.
Amen.
See, the reason why I can believe God to heal my body, the reason why I can get up there and do my thing when I'm praising Jesus, is because I'm depending on the strength and power of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know, I experienced that even this week when this slave driver over here made me go outside and cut grass on Monday on my vacation. And made me cut weeds, slave driving woman. But, and you know, she's all fine when she gets in the house. I'm aching. I'm not used to this hard work. I have a desk job at work, man. I don't be doing all this hard work.
Yeah.
I'm outside cutting weeds and mowing the lawn and whatnot, and all day out in that hot sun. Man, I was aching. And so we came here on Tuesday night Bible study, and I was still aching. But then as I was teaching the word of God, the anointing came on my legs. And I was completely healed. And I got home, and I was fine until the next day. Then I started aching again. And I realized what had happened. See, the power of God came on me. The anointing was on me as I was teaching the word of God. But I didn't stick with the word to keep that healing, praise God.
Amen.
So I had to, you know, I get lazy just like y'all do. So I had to continue to confess God's word over my legs and continue to believe that God is a healer. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I was able to get up and dance and move and groove to the work as I worship my Father. Praise God.
Amen.
See, because God, he hastens his word to perform it. Say this with me. Say, God hastens his word.
God hastens his word.
To perform it. Say, God will. Perform his word.
Perform his word.
On my behalf.
Amen.
Glory to God. God will perform his word on your behalf. He'll do it for you. He will do it for you. Turn with me to Romans chapter 4. We were in this scripture earlier, but I want you to see how the power of the word of God accomplishes great things for you. Romans 4. If you go into the book of one of the Corinthians, you've gone too far. If you go into Galatians, you've gone even much further. It's right before 1 Corinthians and right after the book of Acts. Romans chapter 4. And it says, and y'all don't mind if I teach y'all today. Can I just teach you a little bit today? I I don't want to get too excited because I want y'all to really grasp this today. So please try not to get bored. Just try to pay attention just a little bit because I want you to grasp this understanding so that you will start believing God for Him to actually do supernatural things on your behalf. Because some of you are struggling. You're struggling with job issues. You're struggling with sin issues. You're struggling with relationship issues. You're struggling with all kinds of things. You're struggling with decision issues. All of these things require miraculous power on your behalf, praise God. And you've got to know how to appropriate God's miracle working power because it just won't happen for you automatically. God has set a standard by which He will allow you to appropriate His power. And part of that is to know His word, to know His promises, and then ask Him to do it by faith, praise God. So that's why I want to teach you today so that you will really grasp this and start working on this. We need you to be victorious. It's not that I just want you to be victorious. I actually need you to be victorious. I need you to be a testimony of what God is doing, praise God. You're a better witness. You know how I got people in the church when I was in Japan? By being, not by telling them about Jesus. I shared many, I was very zealous over in Japan. I was not afraid to share Jesus with people. But very few people came to the church just because I shared Jesus with them. Some people came to church simply because they saw my life. They saw what God was doing in my life. And they couldn't understand it. And they said, whatever it is, I need it, praise God. Amen. One lady who saw me go through some serious trials, through some really tremendous trials, and couldn't understand how I held up against them, she said, I don't know what it is, Troy. She said, but can you pick me up for church next Sunday? Praise God. Amen. God, I need you to walk in the miracle power of God. It's that miracle power that's going to help you to love somebody that you can't that you can't stand. Amen. Praise God. It's going to help you to love the person that gets on your last nerve. Praise Jesus. Amen. There's a few people that can get on my last nerve if I let them. But it's the miracle working power of God. See, I started out by, let me share this with you. Because we're talking about the Word of God and the miracle working power of God. I have a book, I don't think I have it in the back. It's called How to Walk in Love. But I was struggling with love. I was struggling with walking in love because even though I was always a nice guy, when you got on my nerve, you got on my nerve, praise God. And I would have a difficult time dealing with you. But I remember I was praying. I was spending some time praying in scriptures. I was praying at the book of Ephesians. And one passage in the book of Ephesians says, and Ephesians chapter 3 talks about being rooted and grounded in love. And the Holy Spirit kept emphasizing that portion of it to me. And I asked God, I said, how can I be rooted and grounded in love? And the Holy Spirit began to take me through the Word of God. He said, son, first thing you need to do is learn to cast certain thoughts out of your mind. And he took me to the scripture where Jesus said that I must learn to love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, and my mind, and my neighbor as myself. Praise God. And then he took me to 1 John, where 1 John says that he who does not love is not born of God. And it goes on to talk about how if you love and you're born of God, then God's seed remains in you. And that seed is talking about the Word of God. And God began to show me that it's by His supernatural ability, not by my natural ability, that I will be able to love other people. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. I've been able to look at people, and I'm serious when I say this to y'all. I have had a colonel curse me out in front of bunches of people. As a matter of fact, that's what got that girl. One of the things that got that girl to come to church with me, because she saw me get cussed out and talked bad about, and when the man was finished chewing me up and down, I continued to smile, and I just continued to say, Thank you, Jesus. And she said, I don't know how you can handle that. She said, I would have been crying if I were you. I said, I got God. He's my strength. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I was able to love that man. Instead of cursing him, I began to pray for him. Praise Jesus. I began to say, God, I forgive that man. I forgive him. I've gone through that with several people. I've gone through that with bosses. I went through that last year in the situation I was in. As I was teaching y'all about forgiveness, I was going through my own thing. I really believe God had me teach y'all that series, not just for y'all, but for me too. I had to teach it so that I can keep reminding myself of the Word of God and live it. Praise Jesus. But that Word kept me going. The Word of God gave me supernatural ability to love those people who were persecuting me, threatening me, and trying to destroy me. And I continued to walk in love. Praise God. That supernatural ability of God enabled me to love even everybody who I thought was trying to hurt me or do me wrong. And I didn't sit here with a persecution mentality saying, oh, woe is me. And as a matter of fact, whenever somebody tried to talk about somebody who did me wrong, I would still say nothing but good things about the person. Amen. The reason why I can do that is because of love. I refuse to let the devil have his way. He's my enemy, not anybody, but the devil is my enemy. Praise God. So it's through that supernatural power of God that I'm able to walk in love. I'm able to forgive people. I'm able to keep my eyes straight. Hallelujah. I'm able to change the channel when something, before when something will come on. I mean, now it's probably because I'm getting old. A lot of stuff don't even bother me anymore. But I'm now able to change the channel when I see something that just ain't right. Praise Jesus. I'm able to believe God for things to happen because I know that He will work miracles on my behalf. I'm able to believe God for finances. I'm able to believe God for the healing of my body. I'm able to believe God for the salvation of my son. And not only my son, but for all of our children who have strayed, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all my children. Praise God. Your children are my children. I was just telling Landry and Motif's father, I spent some time with them, a couple of days ago with you guys? And when I brought them home, I told James, I said, you know what? I said, they're just, as far as I'm concerned, they're my children too. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They're my son and my daughter. But, I've just felt a real strong closeness with these guys. Amen. So, but your sons and your daughters are still mine. And I'm believing God. If they've been here any amount of time and were serving the Lord, they're mine. Praise God.
Amen.
I'm believing God to bring them back. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm believing for Mom Boo. I'm believing God for Tucker. I'm believing God for Raniel, my son. I'm believing God for God to bring these young men and women back. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. They're my children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let's finally get to Romans chapter 4. I think y'all needed to hear that though. It says in Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 20, it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God can perform His promises. Amen.
Amen.
He can perform His promises on your behalf, Lydia.
Amen.
He can perform His promises on your behalf, Nancy.
Amen.
He can perform His promises on your behalf, Landry. He can perform His promises on your behalf, but on your behalf, Martha. And yeah, you too, Mars. God can perform His promises on your behalf, little baby girl named Terry. Rubber head. She likes that. She pretends she don't, but she does. God can perform His promises on your behalf. why you can't say that miracles are no longer for today because we now have the whole Bible. We need God to perform his word. The word is meaningless. It's just another book that I need to put on my shelf next to Shakespeare and next to all the other classical literature. If there's no power in it, if there's no power to be derived from it. There are atheists who know this book better than you and me, but they don't believe in God. They don't believe God will work on their behalf, but yet they will read that book, not in order to derive power from it, but to be able to take that book and sway you to the fact that there's contradictions and there's problems with it, and that it was only written by men, mere men, and not written by a supernatural deity. So, if you don't believe that God will actually take his word and work on your behalf, then the Bible's meaningless to you. Now, the other thing is, for those of us who are Christians, we have got to learn to read our Bibles daily. We cannot just come to church, read what the pastor or whatever preacher is up here gives us, and then put the Bible away for the rest of the week and dig it out again on Sunday. You've got to read that book every day. You've got to make a life of devotion from this book, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because if you don't know what God will do on your behalf, you will not know what to have faith for. And see, a lot of people can tell you a lot of things. They can tell you, well, God may heal you and he may not. You know, whatsoever the Lord of the will is, let his will be done. They'll tell you things like that. Well, you know, brother, God is in control. By the way, I'm working on the book called God is in Control. I ain't going to tell you about it right now. I just started writing it this week during my vacation. Got finished with the introduction and working on the first chapter. But they will tell you things like that. And see, it's so easy to use mantras instead of getting into God's word and finding out exactly what he says. Instead of just saying, okay, well, let me find out what God says about this. We just simply dismiss and say, God is in control. That's just lazy. We need to find out what God desires to do on our behalf so that we can believe him to perform it on our behalf. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. God says that he will, he told Abraham, he said he's well able to perform his word. He's well able to perform his promise. You've got to find out what the promises say. I got a book in the back, and man, if you need to read it, I'll give it to you. Just as long as you read it, praise God. But it's called Praying in Line with God's Promises. Within the book, I list a number of promises for some specific areas. And all you got to do is find out what does God say. You're struggling with peace? God will give you a supernatural peace on your behalf. You just got to find out what the word of God says and then believe him to do it. Turn with me to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. We looked at this last week. I want you to see it again, though. See, one of the things about Victoria's Word Christian Fellowship is we center our belief system around God's supernatural, miraculous power. Because I'm a miracle of God. God took somebody who was just basically worthless and he made a miracle out of me and made me somebody that's worthy, praise Jesus. Not in and of myself. He made me worthy through the blood. See, you know, don't call yourself unworthy. I'm so unworthy. I'm so unworthy. What you're saying is that the work of God was no good on your behalf. Praise God. The Bible says that you were paid with a price. The Bible says that you were bought with the precious blood of Jesus. So if you were bought and paid with that high of a price, then you are worth something. Say, I'm worth something.
I'm worth something.
Say, I'm worth something.
I'm worth something.
I am worthy.
I'm worthy.
You know, you don't have to go before God and say, I'm so unworthy, I'm so unworthy. No, you have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. See, that's what I'm saying. If you learn the power of God's word, you will be able to get rid of tradition. Traditional sayings, traditional stuff will become meaningless to you. And then when you see yourself as worthy, as righteous, then you won't be afraid to ask God for anything. Oh, I'm not worthy to be blessed. You know, you're right. You're not in and of yourself. But Jesus' blood has made you worthy, praise God. I remember a wonderful man of God, a friend of mine who I'm hoping to get, he'll get here and preach pretty soon. He told me, you know, because I was a blessing to his ministry, he says, you know, God's going to bless you, Troy, because you deserve it. I said, I don't deserve it. I said, but Jesus deserves it, so I'm going to receive it. Praise God. Amen. See, Jesus deserves it. Amen. It's his precious blood that has made a miracle out of Pastor Troy and made a miracle out of you. Say, I'm a miracle.
I'm a miracle.
See, you're not bragging on yourself because you ain't did nothing. Jesus did it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So you're not holding your head up high and saying, I'm a miracle, as if you were the one who worked the miracle. Jesus worked the miracle on you. Praise God.
Amen.
So I can now say, I'm a miracle. I'm worthy. I am somebody because Jesus made me somebody. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If it was just Pastor Troy, because I was making a mess out of my life, I ain't kidding you. And so were you. Amen. We were all making messes out of our lives.
Amen.
You know, me and my wife, we got together and we started making a mess out of our lives together. we were both going to hell, and so we got together and we started going to hell arm in arm. Thank God for the miracle of Jesus. Now, Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. Say accomplish.
Accomplish.
The word of God shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. There is power in the word of God. Supernatural power. That word accomplish is the exact same word Jeremiah used in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12 when he said God shall hasten his word to perform it. God's word will accomplish the very thing he sent it to do. Glory to God.
Amen.
If God's, for example, Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destructions. When God sends his word to do something, it will accomplish its task. If I'm sick in my body, and God says he sent his word to heal me, it will accomplish the healing in my body. Glory to God. If God says that he sent his word to give me financial prosperity, now I'm not talking about you going out buying yachts and houses and all that kind of foolishness. You know, the kind of stuff that they be talking about on TV. But see, don't go to the extreme either. Well, you know, I ain't into them prosperity preachers, so I'll just live, you know, modestly. No, you don't just live modestly. You ask God to bless you financially so you can be a blessing to somebody else. Praise God.
Amen.
If nothing else, believe God for extra money so that you can get the bless this ministry, bless your church, your home church, so that we can get some better chairs, so we can get out of this building and move into another building. Praise God. So that we can continue to keep up the maintenance on the van and keep advertising the church and on the internet and other periodicals. Keep believing God to bless you financially. I will never twist your arm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why is because I have confidence in God to take care of this ministry. He called me to it. I told him I ain't begging nobody for nothing. So you go, either you take care of it or we close the doors. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God, he's kept his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's never, this ministry, no matter, we've had people, we were crowded at one time. We had a bunch of people leave. God, this ministry's still going on. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. People, I don't know, maybe people thought I'd take my tithes and my offerings with me and I guess, and see, and let's watch what happens. What happened? God continued to prosper this church. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because it's because of his word. He hastens his word to perform it. The word, wherever he sends it, it will prosper and it will accomplish that which he chooses. But believe God to prosper you. Because his word promises you prosperity. Praise God. Not hyper prosperity. Not boats and cars and Lamborghinis and stuff like that. Nothing wrong with any of that. Praise God. Now, when you get your, if God does bless you with a Lamborghini, you ready to give it away? Because God will tell you to sometimes. He'll say, oh, did you enjoy that? Yes, Lord. Now give it to so-and-so. I've heard of ministers where that's happened to them. Like, huh? No. But you got to be ready to give things away so that God can bless you with even more. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But God wants to bless you financially. He wants to bless you physically. There is a balanced health and wealth gospel, because God don't want you sick. He don't want you poor. But God wants to bless you with not just health and wealth. He wants to bless you with his peace. He wants to bless you with his love. He wants to bless you to prosper in your ministry, in your career, and in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you happy. God really wants you happy. He doesn't want you walking around miserable. Oh, woe is me. I'm serving the Lord, and I'm going through trials. You will have trials, but you should be able to serve the Lord with joy. Because his word will work miracles on your behalf. Y'all believe that? Let me show you one more scripture. See, miracles are there because Satan is a liar. And he works miracles too. On behalf of his people. On behalf of his children. So how much more should we expect God to work miracles on our behalf? Now, some of these theologians will tell you that God doesn't work miracles today, and if you see any miracles, they're all from Satan. Isn't that sad? Satan gets to have all the miracles, and God's people don't have nothing. Y'all just hang in there until I come back to get you. Just hang in there. No, we are in a spiritual warfare, praise God.
Amen.
And Satan is trying to destroy our lives and the lives of his own children. He is you're talking about the worst child abuser in the world? Satan is the biggest child abuser there is. He is the inventor of child abuse. He don't love his children. He abuses them. And he laughs at them for being foolish and to continue to stay in that sin that is destroying them. The homosexual continues to cry for their rights while they're suffering AIDS and depression and suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. Satan just laughs at them. God loves that homosexual. And he wants you and I to bring them deliverance from that evil spirit of homosexuality. Praise God. I never struggled with homosexuality, but I know what it's like to struggle with lust. Praise Jesus. It's the same spirit. It's just different perversions. But I struggled, I know, and I got set free, and I know that the homosexual can get set free.
Amen.
If they're willing to have it. Because God's word has power to set people free.
Amen.
Let's look at that one more scripture, and then we're going to close out. Turn with me. We looked at this last week, but I just want you to see it one more time. Hebrews chapter 1. Next week we'll talk about miracles needed for spiritual warfare. That was actually what I'm going to talk about today, but time is short. I've already been preaching for 34 minutes. Now, this church, 34 minutes is a long time. Now, you go to some of my friends' churches, an hour and a half is nothing to them. But I know I can't keep y'all here that long, because I got to get y'all, I got to make sure that y'all grasp this stuff. So if y'all will at least do me the favor, I try to keep it short. I try to keep my messages short so that you'll be able to grasp it and inhale it and then meditate on it. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, if you don't do that, then I'm going to start preaching longer. Because I got a lot to preach. Here it is. You see my notes? That's just one page. I still got another page of notes. So I could preach more. But I want y'all to grasp this stuff and really get it in you so that you will be able to live it. So meditate on it. Learn to take notes. Learn to, if you can't take notes, at least have a good memory. But I tell you right now, a small pen is better than a large memory. Praise God. That's what how I learned this word. I learned to take notes from other men of God who were teaching me the word of God. I learned to listen to tapes. We don't have CDs and stuff right now. I start trying to make CDs again soon of all our messages. But if you got a computer, if you got the internet, you can download some of our stuff from online for free, totally free. And you can listen to them online, or you can listen to them on your computer, or you can make your own CDs and listen to them in the car. Glory to God. We have people from different countries and stuff downloading our stuff, and they love it. And y'all getting it right here, direct. Glory. So y'all learn to appreciate the gift that God has given you. I'm God's gift to you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. I love y'all. But I can tell you right now, God has gifted me with a wonderful, wonderful group of people. Y'all are, I brag about y'all. Y'all some of the best. I love y'all. Do y'all love me?
Yes.
All right. One more scripture so we can close out. You know, I just want to say this real quickly. My friend, him and his church, the reason why they needed the van was because they went out on a retreat Friday and Saturday. The whole church went on a retreat. And I said, man, we got to start doing stuff like that. I said, I've got to start spending more time with the people God has given me. How many of y'all want to start going on some retreats? Y'all want to go on a retreat as a church? I want to do that too. I want us to start having picnics. I want us to have more than just Sunday and Tuesday get-togethers. I want us to start hanging out. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if we'll be able to do it before the summer's out, but we are going to make an effort to start having retreats, start, not just all centered around trying to be religious, but just getting to know each other more, becoming more familiar with each other, and just having fun together. How many of y'all have ever been bowling with me? None of y'all? We're going to start doing some bowling together, praise God, so y'all can laugh at me. Because my friends tell me I bowl like the Flintstones. But we're going to, my kids, they like bowling, so I'm going to take y'all bowling. We're going to start doing some things together as a church. We're going to start having fun as a church together. Glory to God.
Amen.
As a group, and we're going to turn some of these places out. When we go to the bowling alleys, they're going to know that Victoria's Word Christian Fellowship is there. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, and then we'll get ready to go home. They're talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person. That, again, as I told y'all last week, that is talking about Jesus is the reflection of exactly who God is. Amen?
Amen.
One time somebody asked online, they said, what is God? What is God like? And somebody just wrote, Jesus. I said, that's the best answer anybody could ever give. Other people was writing all these long dissertations about, well, God is omnipotent and omniscient and he is holy and compassionate and, but one guy just simply said, Jesus. That was his one word answer. I said, that's the best answer. Because that's, if you want to know what God is like, read about Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Everything Jesus did, the Father would have done. The Holy Spirit would have done. Praise God.
Amen.
Jesus is just like God, and God is just like Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
And so that's what Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 is saying. He's saying here, the writer is saying here, that Jesus is the express image of the Father, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Glory to God. I want to stop right there and just share with you that that's talking about God's miraculous power. God upholds everything, this world, this earth. Scientists still can't understand how this little ball has not yet fallen into the sun. They can't understand what is holding this thing up? What is keeping it from going chaotic? And now they don't want to believe it's God. They're just trying to find some other scientific explanation. But the simple answer, everything is being upheld by the miraculous power of God's word. God speaks, and this earth stays in its place, and it doesn't go into the sun. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, that same power God uses to uphold this earth and keep it from falling into the sun is the same power he uses on your behalf to do anything that he has promised you in his word. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So God is a God of miracles. When you read, I'm still studying this out because I'm planning on doing some teaching on this later on. But when you read in the scriptures where it talks about God is a wonderful, that he's a wonderful God, or Lord, you are wonderful. When you read scriptures like that, do you know that the word wonderful means miracle working? We use words today like it's just nothing, you know. Oh, brother, you are wonderful because you went and cooked a nice egg salad. That's wonderful. That's not wonderful in the way that the Bible uses wonderful. The word wonderful, when we say God is wonderful, it means he's, the word wonder means full of miracles. Praise God. God is a miracle working God. And he upholds all things by the power of his word. He will uphold your life by the power of his word.
Amen.
By the miracle power of his word. You apply. God doesn't tell you these things to brag about himself. He tells you these things to give you confidence in him.
Amen.
So that you can take this thing and say, hey, if my father can uphold this ball and keep it from flying into the sun or keep the moon from smashing into it, he can uphold my life by the same power. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your feet.
Amen.
Did you get anything out of this?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You gonna be back next week?
Amen.
Hey. Promise? All right.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You wanna try to bring somebody else?
Yes.
All right. Just try. We can't force nobody. We're not gonna take a gun and say, hey, come with me or else. They may come, but they ain't coming back. Praise God. But no, keep inviting people. Because you brag about your church. Tell them, man, we get the word here. Praise God. God, my God, works miracles. You want to see? Where you sick at? Lay hands on them and watch God heal them. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow your heads.